produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Blessings, blessings. Thank you for tuning in today. This is your host, Minister Melissa, here on Leaders of Legacy Radio. We bless you and welcome you all to our broadcast, praying you're all well and full of hope. Today, I would like to introduce and just speak a little bit of how Leaders of Legacy came about. And jump right into a two-part message in the Word of God on what it is to be called by His name. So again, thank you for everyone that's tuning in. We are delighted. We're honored for the opportunity to just be broadcasting live and sharing the Word of God, sharing testimony, and just be living and active in our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we just welcome you into the broadcast today, and we thank you. We just thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for just joining in, just being an ear. We pray that you're blessed, that something that's spoken today will just give you hope and transform your hearts and your minds and bring you into the knowing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, bring you into His saving grace and a love that just it covers the love of Jesus Christ. It covers us in such a magnificent way. So that is our goal, to just share with you truth, share with you life, share with you transformational teachings, share with you our own testimonies, and just be a light and an example of what it is to truly have a faith, a solid foundation of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we welcome you. And again, this is Minister Mel, in short for Melissa. You can call me Minister Mel. Just thank you. Thank you for everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice. I bless you. I bless you. For those of you tuning in that have never heard of us, we are Leaders of Legacy Radio, which is a branch under Enthroned Image Ministries that I oversee and founded. Leaders of Legacy was birthed a few years ago in prayer and initially established this year in 2021. After the loss of my son, Elijah, to violence in our hometown. My son was gunned down and murdered in our hometown. And the Spirit of God began to remind me of the Leaders of Legacy that we were praying for years prior to all of this. And he said to me, a movement would come out of this. And a radio show, and here we are, living proof that the radio show has come to pass, because here we are today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for that. He's true to His word. He's true to His word. Let me just throw that in there. He is true to His word. When God says it, it's gonna come to pass. So the movement, Leaders of Legacy, is targeted towards young men and older men, young and older men that live a similar life, a generation, that's living in an urban area, a street life, gang affiliation, violence, incarcerated, that type of upbringing, you know, that hasn't come about from the greatest choices, or, you know, targeting that area, that a group of young men and men, not limited to young men and men. Also, you know, there's a lot of female that are involved in that type of lifestyle as well. But it's targeted to that, just a movement to bring about the generation through effective prayer and strategic planning, targeting those in that lifestyle. And in a similar, we come from an urban lifestyle where there's a lot of violence, there's a lot of gang affiliation, there's a lot of street activity that goes on, a lot of addiction, a lot of strongholds, a lot of broken families, absent fathers in the homes. It's to target that area and bring the lost identity, the true identity that God says is ours, out of 1 Peter 2:9, where our true identity comes from. That's the prime focus of Leaders of Legacy, is speaking into that generation, reforming that generation, refining that generation with the Word of God, with prayer, with programs to get them functioning back in society, getting their GEDs, possibly relocating, whatever it may be the need. We're just going to try to meet those needs of the targeted people that we interact with, and just more like a street evangelism. So that's where we're headed. And 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. So that's just a little bit of where Leaders of Legacy is coming from, and where we're headed, what we hope to influence in the lives that we're ministering to, is that you've been called out. You've been called out of darkness. You've been called by his name, what it looks like to be called by his name, what it resembles to be called by his name. What does it mean to be called by his name? Because when he calls us out, things are changed. Things in our life, they have there's no other choice but to change. There's transformational power when Jesus calls you out. So that's the focus, and that's what we're going to be targeting on. That's what we're going to hit on today and share briefly on. I'm going to do a two-part a teaching on this, on what it is to be called by his name, and just kind of break it down. I just wanted to share a little bit to those of you hearing us for the first time that really didn't know where Leaders of Legacy came from, how it was founded and established, and what lies behind it. There was a lot of trauma that lays behind this, but to God be the glory, we're standing in victory. I myself have a daughter. She's 23 years old, and my son was murdered a week before his 19th birthday. So it's in memory of my son Elijah. And you know, my daughter and I have just come together as a force to just you know, do street evangelism, street ministry, and just, you know, preach the word of God and share in our own testimony, in our own lives, and just be real, relevant, and raw to the times that we're living in now. because there's so much going on and taking place in the world, so much darkness, and we're called to push back the darkness. So let's just get right here into the Word of God, and let's begin to break down what the Word of God has for us today. So amen. So we're going to be talking about being called by His name, because Leaders of Legacy was called to be established, and God's the one that called us out. So amen. So what does it look like to be called? According to Micah 6:8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. That's what it looks like to be called by His name. What does it mean to be called by God's name? And we're going to go in Matthew 22:14. Many are called, few are chosen. And I'm going to revert and just share a little bit from the Passion Translation. It says, for everyone is invited to enter in, but few respond in excellence. When we're called by His name, the invitation goes out to all. The invitation goes out to everyone. It's an invite for all. He's no respecter of persons. The invite goes out to all, but few respond in excellence. Now, what does it mean to respond in excellence? Living our lives in a way that please Him. Living our lives in a way that reflect the God and our Savior Jesus Christ that called us out. That's what it means. Amen. It's a privilege to be called. It's a privilege to be called. And according to John 1:2, the word says, but those who embraced Him and took hold of His name, He gave authority and privilege to become children of God. So we are called out. We're called out by Him to be His children, to share in His marvelous light, to push back the darkness. We're called by His name with a purpose, with a plan. He has a significant plan for us to fulfill, but we can only fulfill that calling when we respond to the calling of being called out. It's easy to get entangled and live life and go about things the way that we're used to. But when you truly heed to the call, he gives us a new name. He gives us a new name. He gives us a new way of being. He gives us a new way of thinking. He gives us a new way of responding. Our response becomes different in situations. Amen. So that's kind of where we're targeting today. Responding to that call. What does it look like? What does it look like? What does it mean to be called? You know, our parents call us by our name, and there's a response, right? When someone calls us by our name, we respond to that call. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. What is it? You know, a friend calls you by your name, you respond with a yes or hey. So that the same way, God's looking for our response when He calls us out. Amen. So when He calls us out of darkness into His light, we learn truth that there are certain requirements that come with this call to maintaining and working out our salvation. There's certain requirements. So let's get into, we're going to just focus today on being called, and just pinpoint there, because I have three points, called, faithful, and chosen. But in the second part, we'll get into the faithful and chosen. When you tune in next week, you can catch the second part, and we'll just recap a little bit on what it is to be called. So called, the Greek word for called is kletos. It is related to the noun klesis, which means calling. Now let's look at the similarity in Greek for the word church. Ecclesia, which means a calling out of. So we've been called out of what? To do what and for what? Well, we've been called out of darkness, right? We've been called out of darkness into a marvelous light, which is His truth, His light, His way of being. To do what? To make his name known, to go into all the earth and preach the gospel, to share the good news, to bring good news and glad tidings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we've been called, to turn from our wicked ways and repent and live a life that's pleasing before him. That's what we've been called to do. That's the what of it. We've been called to do what? To make his name known. For what? For an eternal inheritance, an eternal reward, our eternal kingdom that's coming. The promise that, you know, when we leave this earth, that we will enter in into a rest, into a glory, into the promised eternal kingdom. That's the goal, to get to heaven. But on this journey of life, we're called to bring as many as we can with us. We're called to share in his partaking and his suffering. We're called to share in his life. We're called to share in all the things that Jesus accomplished and did in his life. We are called to mimic that and bring that hope, bring that love, bring that peace, bring that desire into the lives of others. And we do that in living our lives set apart. We live our lives according to biblical principles. We live our lives focused on what God's word says is true, what his word says is holy, what his word says is righteous. We live righteous and holy lives daily. And when in by doing this, people see the difference. People see the difference in our lives. They see the difference in our speech. They see the difference in the way we walk, the way we talk. And they wonder, what is it that you have? I want that you have. What is it that keeps you in perfect peace? How are you still standing after everything that you've been through? Some of us have testimonies where we've been through so much and people can't understand how we're still standing. The grace and peace of God, the grace and peace of God, the grace and peace of my Lord Jesus Christ is the only reason that I'm sane and in my right mind and sharing a message of hope with you today. It's only by the grace of God that has kept me in my right mind. I know a lot of people that are in similar situations of trauma. They've lost a child. They're struggling with depression. They're hooked on addiction, medication. They fell apart. They're just in despair because they don't have the same hope, the same focus. They don't have a foundational relationship in the Word of God with Jesus Christ. They're trying it on their own strength, and they look at my life and they don't understand. They're like, how are you getting through? And the only response I have for them is Jesus. Jesus is my hope. Jesus is my refuge. He's the source of my strength. He's the strength within me when my heart is weak and I'm frail and just broken. And days where I'm missing my son and I'm falling apart, I call unto him and he gives me a strength. And that's the only thing that I have to offer them, is the truth of the word of God, the truth and relationship, because Jesus is not religion. He's relationship. His relationship. He cares for us in a way that we can't care for ourselves, or no other human will be able to fill the void that we have inside of us that can only be filled by Jesus Christ. So my hope is this, to bring about, you know, a word of encouragement, an uplifting message that will bring hope into the lives of someone else dealing with a similar situation, knowing that you too have been called, that there's nothing that happens in your life that Jesus won't walk through you with, that Jesus won't give you a piece of, that Jesus won't, the grace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus that surpasses all understanding, that he will not be there in the midst with you to give you a way out. When we walk with Jesus, we have a strength that comes supernaturally. We have an understanding that doesn't make sense to the natural human mind. It confuses people to how we're still able to get through and just stand and give God glory and not blame God for the circumstances that happen in our lives and the situations that catch us by surprise. But that's what it is to live a life of faith. That's what it is to be a called out one, a chosen one, to be faithful in the things of God, to establish our walking, our talking, our working, our faith, our hope, everything we have established in Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. And that's the goal. That's our key. We have a key to unlock doors. We have a key to unlock doors of the kingdom, doors to set others free. We have keys of faith that God has given us. Keys of faith. So what are we doing with those keys? What do we do? What do we do when He calls us and things become uncomfortable and things don't look like the way that we thought they should look like? What do we do then? Do we resort back to things once familiar, or do we continue to walk? And my encouragement today is continue to walk, continue to trust, continue to hope in Him, continue to keep your eyes fixed on Him, because there's nothing that life brings your way that He won't lead you out of. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's just. He's leading us each and every day. He's opening doors that we never thought could open. He's bringing about opportunities that I could have never made happen on my own, but just in my faithfulness in serving Him, in doing, in serving others, God rewards those who diligently seek Him. He rewards us for seeking Him. He rewards us for walking out and being faithful to Him. So I just want to leave you with this today. Just wanted to bring a word of encouragement. That, like I said earlier, this is going to be a two-part message this week. For just wanted to share a little bit on the Leaders of Legacy and how we came about and how we were established, and just a brief little testimony on where we're at right now and where we plan on going and how we plan on reaching a generation. And we're here to uplift, we're here to encourage, we're here to pray for you, all of our listeners. We will be praying for you, speaking hope into your lives, speaking hope into dead situations, knowing that Jesus brings about life and life in abundance. And we just want to encourage you to keep the focus, keep the faith, respond to the call, respond to Him calling you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Respond to that. Respond to who He is. Respond to who you are in Him and through Him. Respond to that and live a life that's devoted unto Him. Amen. Because we spoke about what it looked like to be called. What does it mean to be called? And the privilege to be called. We're sons and daughters. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are sons and daughters. We're a royal priesthood, a chosen people. We're a chosen people that were called out of darkness into His marvelous light, called to walk, to love, to show mercy. We're called to do love just things, to love mercy, to walk humbly with Him. You know, we're invited to respond in excellence. That's the invitation. The invitation and the call goes out so that we would respond in excellence. Amen. And we embrace the hold. We embrace and hold on to that calling and the privilege to be called children of God. Amen. So that is it for today's segment. We just want to extend the invitation. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior and Lord and your personal Savior, we extend the invite to you, that you would open your heart. And it's simple. It's as simple as asking the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. to come into your heart and be Lord and Savior. You know, maybe you don't know him like I know him. That's okay. You're going to know him in a way where you know him that works for you. But it's so simple as just asking Jesus into your heart, asking him to come into your heart, repenting of your sins, repenting, Lord, I'm a sinner, Lord. I'm a sinner and I need you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to come into my mind, Lord Jesus, and be the Lord of my life, Lord. It's as simple as that, just acknowledging that he is Lord and Savior, and that through him, all things are made new. So if there's anyone under the sound of my voice that doesn't know this Jesus that I speak about, I invite you to enter in. I invite you to enter in into the hope and saving grace of Jesus Christ today, where life, it just takes a dramatic turn. It takes a dramatic turn, and the doors of love are unlocked. His love is so, it's so merciful. His love is so merciful. There's so much peace and joy and love and grace in knowing Jesus. There's such a peace in life of walking with him. So I invite you, if you made that, said that prayer and made the commitment, we welcome you into the family of Christ. We welcome you. There's a party going on in heaven for one sinner that turns away. There, the word of God says there's a party that takes place. All the heavens rejoice for one sinner that turns away from his wicked ways and acknowledges Lord as Jesus, acknowledges Jesus as Savior and Lord over their life. So we bless you. We bless you. We thank you for making the commitment, for making the choice to be saved. We look forward to gathering with you in part two of what it is to be called by his name, which we'll pick up and resume with next week. And just thank you for tuning in. I bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he bless you. May he watch over you. May he shield your comings and your goings. May your faith be uplifted. May your hope be uplifted, and may peace and joy and mercy and grace follow you all of the days of your life until we tune in again in the next segment. If you have any response, or you have any questions, or you want to get to know a little bit more about Leaders of Legacy, you can email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. Again, that's enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or concerns, or need any specific prayers, shoot us an email, and we'll be happy to tarry with you in prayer. And once again, we just bless you and we thank you for tuning in. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. And may you just be kept in perfect peace. Be kept in perfect peace until we join again. Amen. God bless.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.